right, good morning. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit this morning about this web-based tool that we have, which is a cover crop nitrogen calculator. And my colleagues, Miguel Cabrera and Dave Kissel and many, many other people have been working for years on the underlying science and research behind this model. And what I wanted to do was to take it the next step because, as he just mentioned, if we're going to get folks to adopt cover crops and we tell farmers, here's something that you can help manage your nitrogen with, their first question is, what is it going to do to my yields? So that's really where this is going to focus on. So I don't have to tell you that nitrogen release by cover crops is a pretty complicated affair, and it can be affected by soil temperature and moisture. You know, for years we've used carbon-nitrogen ratios as kind of an index of when things might immobilize or when they might mineralize, but we also know that cover crop quality has a big effect on decomposition rates. So things like lignins, tannins, polyphenols slow things down, and the carbohydrate composition can increase decomposition. And those two things, they aren't two things, but cover crop quality is, you know, hugely variable in terms of the species, maybe even variety, the growth stage, and even environmental conditions. And what I wanted to show you, let's see, I can't get the thing to work, so too bad for the mic. I wanted just to show you here the difference, and this is 2 years on the same farm in cover crop quality. And in 2015, this farmer had oats, and we sampled it just before it was ready to bloom. And then this next year in 2016, he decided he was going to let it go and harvest it for grain, right? And he thought he was going to get the same type of nitrogen response from these two different situations. Well, look at the percent nitrogen when it's young and when it's gone to that maturity, and look at the difference in lignin. And I found that that's something that producers really don't have a good understanding for. So this nitrogen release thing is really problematic for farmers. They want to know how much they can expect. They want to know when it would be released, and is it profitable? So that's really where we have developed this approach. And this cover crop nitrogen calculator is based on the nitrogen subroutine of the series crop model. And again, people have researched this for years. What we've done is narrow this thing down so that we are predicting nitrogen mineralization or immobilization just from the above ground cover crop residue, so that we feel like this is a conservative estimate of, you know, what might be going on. What the user needs to do is measure fresh or wet cover crop biomass in the field. We have an extension bulletin that tells them how to do that. They take a subsample of that. They send it to our lab for analysis, and we give them total nitrogen plus carbohydrate, cellulose, and lignin. We're able to pull in weather data on soil moisture and temperature from nearby weather stations, and it will predict a nitrogen credit or debit for the season and also give them a graph of the rate of release. So there's two things really that have allowed us to take this step for this web-based model, and one is NIRS, because if you tried to do wet chemistry to get your cover crop quality, it's extremely expensive and the turnaround time is pretty long. So NIRS will let us look at crude protein, acid detergent fiber, neutral detergent fiber, lignin, and ash. These equations are well documented and well developed by the Forage and Feed Testing Consortium. And I'm giving you here how we calculate
the cover crop quality parameters that we use in our tool. And so when I talk about carbohydrates, that's non-structural carbohydrates. When I talk about cellulose, it's cellulose plus hemicellulose. Then the lignin is actually measured by NRS, and we calculate percent nitrogen from the crude protein. Okay? The other thing that we've got is in Georgia we have this automated weather station system, and here's a map, and you can see we have quite a number of stations. So this allows us to pull in weather data on water content from 0 to 30 centimeters and soil temperature from 0 to 10 from a nearby or relatively nearby station. The tool will predict daily either nitrogen mineralized or I should have said immobilized, and then it accumulates that throughout longer time seasons, throughout the growing season. So I really wanted to show you what this looks like because we've updated the user interface. And so if you came to the website, this is what it would look like. And you could click on calculator, which is in blue. And if you have submitted a lab sample, so you have a lab number, you can put that in there and it will populate most of this from your sample submission. But what we need, of course, is the field ID. We need a weather station. We want them to select a crop, a cash crop. We want them to identify a target nitrogen rate for that cash crop. And this thing will have a link to our crop codes, which will pull up our fertilizer recommendation sheet, so if they don't know what that is. They need planting date. We need what the cover crop is. And then when the cover crop is terminated on that input screen. The other thing we need is, remember I said they submit a fresh biomass sample. When the lab dries that down, they get percent moisture. So we have dry biomass, and then we have our NRS quality measurement. So that's what the input screens look like. And then we have a little screen where they can confirm their data, but I'm not going to deal with that. So this is what it looks like coming out. So you'll notice it tells them the farm, and that really is a farm that I worked with, Wide Bottom Farm. That is the true name. And cover crops, cowpeas, when it was terminated, the tool predicted it would release 72 pounds per acre of nitrogen over a 3-month period, and that this is a nitrogen credit. It also tells you it's predicted to release about 30 pounds of nitrogen per acre in that first 2 weeks after termination, and then about 60 in the first 4 weeks after termination. It gives them their nitrogen target rate and then what they should use for a nitrogen fertilizer if they're going to use that nitrogen credit. And then a little bit of an explanation about what a debit and credit are. But this is my favorite part because this is brand new. And we have this cool graph. So you can see that it tells you, okay, you've got broccoli with your target nitrogen up there on the y-axis. It gives them their planting date, and then it graphs this release. So this is super cool because they can visually see how much nitrogen they need to add to get to their target rate. And also they can look at this rate of release. So this was broccoli transplant. So most of that nitrogen is being released in that first couple of weeks. That's great for broccoli because they're 6 weeks old. They're in there ready to go to take that up. But this might really affect when a producer would, whether or not they would take their credit at planting or at side dress by looking at this rate of release. So we're pretty excited about this, and it should be up on the web on our lab website pretty soon. So the question was, if you use this to manage your nitrogen, what happens to your yields? And we've tested this on a number of different sites. You can see we have summer cover crops with fall vegetables.
We've got winter cover crops with grain corn and sweet corn. We have winter cover crops with cotton. And down there at the bottom, we looked at cereal rye with soybeans to see if we were could predict a mobilization. I don't have time to go through all these today, so we're going to just look at the broccoli because I've got most data on that. Some of those farms were certified organic and others were conventional. So if we look at the research farm, we did this on our Durham horticulture farm for 3 years, and on that farm we were able to have a full design where we had cover, no cover treatments and 4 rates of nitrogen application. And on the cover crop plots, we predicted a nitrogen credit for each plot and then adjusted the nitrogen on that basis. We used cowpeas. You can see over here some of the cowpeas and the no cover plots during the summer. We transplanted broccoli seedlings at about 6 to 8 weeks. And that was, there was actually 3 rows there, but it's easier if you use the transplanter to do the outer 2 rows and then you just offset the middle one and have to only do one by hand. So you can see at the bottom some of our harvest. We measured head weight and head diameter, and we analyzed it with Proc Mix, and I have calculated a yield ratio for each plot so that we looked at the yield with the cover crop credit divided by the yield with no cover, full nitrogen rate, because that would be what we wanted to see. On farm, we needed to simplify things a bit, so we did have the cover treatments with the nitrogen rates. Really? Okay. All right, so I'm going to zoom. Here's 2 farms. You can see us planting and harvesting. There's another one. We used cowpeas on one and sun hemp on the other. I'm going to probably skip through this. I wanted to show you what the NIRS analysis looked like, but nitrogen was pretty similar in all of these situations. What we see is biomass varying greatly. Some of that is weeds. Some of it is deer grazing pressure. But this cumulative nitrogen predicted for the 3 months, you can see varies, and it mostly varies with the amount of biomass. So let's cut to the chase here. Yield. So on the Hort farm, you can see our cover-adjusted end yields are in red. The no cover is in blue. And in general, we had better response or similar with the cover crop this is at the full rate of nitrogen with those 2 treatments. Similar on farm, but with a lot more variability. And our statistics show that cover was barely not significant. We did get a nitrogen response. We did not have an interaction there, and we did have significant differences by year. But this is the one that I really want to talk about, so I hope I still have a few minutes. So to me, this is the real story here, because if you'll notice, here's our 100%. And most of the time in all these situations, we're getting close to that 100% yield that we would expect with no cover and full nitrogen. Our average ratio is 1.05. You can see the confidence intervals, and it is skewed towards the positive side because I think we know that cover crops aren't valuable just on a nitrogen replacement value. So in wrapping up, I think biomass is a critical driver. We all know that, but there is good variability with that. We're very encouraged with this, that farmers can use this as a tool and expect similar yields. It has been a great educational tool, both with this idea of cover crop growth stage and what you can expect, and just being able to visualize nitrogen release. Many of our growers still sort of think about it like inorganic nitrogen and don't think about it releasing slowly over the growing season. I think that this is something that, and I've seen it with the cotton farmers in South Georgia, it gives them the confidence to start to reduce their nitrogen application. So with that, I would like to acknowledge NRCS, because this was funded by a SIG grant, and all the farmers who thought I was totally nuts and let me use their land. Any question time?
We have time for a question.
Thank you.